The Tories in Witney must have been shaking the cornflakes off their spoons in fear this morning with the news overnight. Would the UKIP surge bring Oxfordshire its first purple district councillor and right here on the Prime Minister's doorstep? They'd come just 11 votes short of winning Witney South in the county council elections last year. They'd only need a tiny improvement on that result. The ballot papers look neck and neck. Surely this was their time. Could they do it?
I hereby declare the said Anthony David Harvey is due.
No, they couldn't do it. UKIP did come second in most of the wards they contested, but never really came close to winning. Their biggest impact might have been in Chipping Norton, where Labour claimed their only gain in a previously independent seat. The Conservatives came within 100 votes in second place, but significantly, UKIP in third polled almost 300 votes. So the winning Labour candidate, Letitia Carter, must surely have UKIP to thank, in part, for her victory.
UKIP got 250, I think.
287?
I think we won by 100.
Less than 100, it was 91.
I don't think that was a big part of it, actually. I just can't believe we've got all three seats now on the District Council of Labour for Chipping Norton. I think that's a real, real achievement, especially in David Cameron's backyard.
The Lib Dems held Woodstock and Bladen, but lost Ensham and Cassington to the Tories. So after a third of the district was re-elected, the Tories have two more councillors. That's 40 of the 49. There's now five Labour, three Lib Dems and an Independent. So, what does it mean to the people of West Oxfordshire to have the Conservatives take an even greater hold over the district? Ian Hudspeth, you're the leader of the County Council. What do you think?
It means they can look forward to hard-working councillors who will be delivering low council tax, free parking and good recycling.
And that's what happened today in Witney.